the European Union's swift and decisive Euro 1 billion response to the 2007-2008 food price crisis gave us the opportunity to see the shared commitment of the European Union, the International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, the World Food Programme, and the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, which have put together their forces to improve the food and nutrition security of the world's most vulnerable people. The European Union, FAO, IFAD, and WFP have reinforced this commitment by signing a statement of intent this past June. When the food price crisis started, FAO promptly initiated high-level contacts with resource partners, member countries, and international financial institutions in order to stimulate a global response, mobilize funds, and promote a joint policy to counter these grave crises. In December 2007, FAO launched its initiative on soaring food prices, ISFP, to help member countries put in place urgent measures to boost food production and provide policy support to improve food access in the most affected countries. Within the ISFP framework, FAO approved and implemented 128 projects under its technical cooperation program, as well as 43 non-TCP projects. These played a catalytic role in helping mobilize additional funds for longer-term programs aimed at sustainably increasing the food production of smallholder farmers. Together with IFAD, WFP, and the World Bank, FAO conducted comprehensive, rapid assessment needs that served as the basis for designing the relevant EUFF projects. In establishing this facility, the European Union sent a strong message to both developed and developing countries that it was time to join forces and get agriculture back on track in the fight against hunger and poverty. The EU facility, set up in close collaboration with the UN Secretary General's high-level task force on the global food security crisis, was launched in 2008. It aimed to bridge the gap between short-term emergency relief and longer-term development. FAO was responsible for implementing 31 projects in 28 countries in Africa, Asia, and Latin America for a total amount of $232 million, the single largest agreement ever signed between the European Union and FAO. To date, the delivery of 307 million US dollar equivalent to euro 223 million or 96.3% of the total amount is an indication of what we have been able to achieve concretely in the field. FAO sought to have a quick but sustainable impact on food security, not just increasing the physical availability of food, but also improving food access, utilization, and stability. Through the organization's projects, we reach more than 2.5 million vulnerable households, totaling about 15 million people. Member countries were extremely grateful for the European Union's generous contribution in setting up the European Union facility, which is now drawing to a close. It is absolutely essential that we maintain the momentum that this facility has created. FAO expects that the final evaluation of this facility will confirm the finding of the initial assessment of selected projects, which is that the facility has spurred growth and laid the foundation for future action. It is important now to build on the lesson learned from this initiative and underline the way the three Rome-based agencies, IFA, WFP, and FAO, have worked together. It is our firm intention to pursue this type of collaboration, seeking to achieve higher collective impact on the world food and nutrition security. I wish again to take this opportunity to thank the EU Commission and the members for their confidence in FAO. Thank you very much for your kind attention.